You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past few months, there's been an increase in cyber attacks. 9 Australian breweries were taken offline in June. The Port Kembla Steelworks furnace in New South Wales was shut down in May. And there were 2 ransom attacks on logistics giant Toll in March and April. Former National Cybersecurity Advisor Alistair McGibbon says cyber criminals are taking advantage of the pandemic.
There's no doubt that we've seen an uptick in both criminals and nation states using COVID-19 as their opportunity. So scammers will use COVID as an opportunity just to make us part with our money. Nation states, of course, are using COVID-19 research and development as an opportunity to steal that and take that back to their one-party states.
But the threat to Australian servers and the data they store predates the pandemic. Toyota's Australian headquarters were breached in 2019, and defence shipbuilder Austal came under attack in 2018. Here's Austal CEO David Singleton.
We had a cyber attack at Austal a couple of years ago. It really involved somebody getting access into our computer systems through knowledge of a password, which we believe had been posted on the dark web and was bought by somebody. They then used that to get access into the system.
The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has announced the Federal Police and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission will be given the power to penetrate domestic computer networks, but not without a warrant.
They can only be exercised in relation to those people who are alleged to be committing very serious offences. And there's more detail that we'll provide in time. But we are talking about terrorists. We're talking about people involved in very significant drug operations. We're worried about those pedophile networks in particular. We know now that the dark web is essentially the sewer of the internet.
Mr. Dutton says the new powers will only affect criminals.
So if you're a pedophile, you should be worried about these powers. If you're a terrorist, you should be worried about these powers. If you're committing a serious offence in relation to trafficking of drugs, you should be worried about these powers as well. If you're part of the Australian community, the 99% of people that aren't involved in those activities, I don't think you have anything to concern yourself with.
The 2020 cybersecurity strategy flags what it calls a future cybersecurity baseline, a standard that companies and directors could be legally responsible for upholding. Alistair McGibbon says it's about time.
It's very significant. Just like if you went back several years, boards would probably scoff at the idea of being responsible for workplace health and safety, and now it's one of the major considerations of boards, so too will cybersecurity risk management. We know that cybersecurity risk is an existential threat, not just to individual business survival, but to our very survival as a society.
The Prime Minister says the strategy is defending universities, critical infrastructure, and even the federal parliament, but Mr. Morrison wouldn't name which sophisticated state-based actors.
It's about protecting Australia, and it's about protecting Australians from wherever potential threats come and whatever form those threats might take. And those threats emerge in all sorts of different circumstances.
Their threats experts say will continue as this health and economic crisis deepens. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.